All right, and we are back here with Beefcake. And I've been trying to think of a decent subject to make a show on, and sometimes I can't necessarily come up with a specific subject. Sometimes there are so many things on my mind, besides out spreading the mantra and talking about white genocide, that I can't always think of anything else non-mantra specific to talk about. And oftentimes, if it is mantra specific, it's something that already has a podcast devoted to it. That's why we're at the advanced stage here, where not everything I talk about directly relates to the mantra. Generally, I try to keep it on things pro-white, but otherwise it might just be my thoughts on other things in the world, more expansive than what I can deal with just the mantra without it going into tailgating territory. But at the advanced stage, you guys already know what is and isn't appropriate to post out with the mantra. Oh, by the way, I should let folks know that Beefcake does have a Twitter page up now. We are on Twitter. It's just Beefcake. You can find me on Twitter pretty easily. I've got the avatar of the Melanor hammer with a mantra on the side of it being held by a white rabbit's hand. That's the same one that gets used on whitegenocideproject.com. The little symbol thing by the Beefcake's boot camp. Well, you've probably seen it on already. So, anyway, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on there now, sort of figuring things out a little bit. At this moment in time, because I just got on there, Beefcake only has 7 followers. Makes me kind of sad. But that's all right. That's temporary. Hopefully, we'll get more folks following Beefcake on Twitter. Like I said, I kind of procrastinated on getting on Twitter. I was having more fun getting kicked off of other message boards and forums. So hopefully, I don't get kicked off of Twitter. And here we go on Twitter for Beefcake. So, what else we got here to discuss? One subject I've wanted to mention before is my greatest frustration in dealing with people in general, especially white people. I don't know if this is true to all races or not, but it's something I know about white people is that we turn anything into a religion. And they will turn everything into a religion as well. There's something I've noticed about us. It ties into our creativity. We have a tendency to believe in fantasies and to get stuck in fantasies and to not draw the line anywhere with our fantasies. It happens. And as a result of that, what happens is we tend to be closed off to new information. When you believe something and you don't necessarily have a rational reason for it. It comes down to wordism, and it's that, believe in this set of words, and everything's going to be okay if we just believe in this set of words. That's wordism. This is something that Bob has talked at great length about. And one area I see this applies in that is my personal biggest frustration in life with dealing with people. It's not the people that don't know anything about anything. It's not the ones that are brainwashed on everything. They're just brainwashed on everything. They believed everything mommy professor told them, and the sky is purple in their mind if mommy professor told them so. They've been taught how to view the world, and so they view the world the way they were taught to. Race doesn't exist except white people are responsible for all the evils of the world. We're going to solve the world's race problem by flooding all white countries and only white countries with non-whites and then assimilating with all of them. We're going to pass a bunch of laws so that white people have to hire them at their businesses. They have to go to school with them. They can't have any exclusive communities anywhere on the planet. And this will create conditions that lead to enough interbreeding as to destroy white people's gene pool, and then all the race problems in the world go away since white people are responsible for all the evils in the world. And this doesn't count as genocide since genocide's impossible since race doesn't exist. And if you disagree, you're an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. Okay, now we're familiar with this lie, but there are other lies out there. Remember, the whole race not existing and white people being responsible for all the world's evils, that's just one, technically two, of mommy professor's lies. But they've lied on a whole variety of subjects, a whole slew of huge subjects. And for me, the frustration is the people that frustrate me are the ones that know the truth on one thing. They have learned about the lies on one particular subject, and yet they can't be moved to question the lies on anything else. It's like they assume that the bucket of water that they pull out of a well, and I know that's usually a logical fallacy, to call, you know, to poison the well in an argument. But I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about a situation where you may, in fact, be dealing with a poisoned well. In fact, I'm convinced we are, where it's really a poisoned well, where all the information coming out of it is tainted by something that is wrong, that is misinformation, that's being spread on purpose, you know, due to, professional reasons, sometimes mommy professor for the advancement of their career, sometimes it's to protect their career because they know if they came out with a different opinion, it would destroy their career. But it crosses over into every single subject that we're taught about in schools. And then we have to ask, what do we really know if all the information we've been given has been poisoned? You know, if you pull one bucket out of a well and it turns out to be poisoned, you'd be an idiot to assume that that's the only poisoned water down there, wouldn't you? You know, that would be the dumbest thing in the world. Yet I've even had pro-whites, you know, call me sexist for saying there are gender differences in actual behavior. They know that mommy professor lied to them on race, but if I say there are different innate gender behaviors, then I'm called an ist by a pro-white. Now, I haven't had any swarmers call me that yet. Thankfully. Thank Odin for that one. But I've seen other pro-whites on other various websites that at least they say they're pro-white. I don't really know, but that will call me an ist or a name for disagreeing with something else. And they'll quote the same mommy professors, maybe not the exact same professor, but they'll quote the same universities who lied them about race, and they will quote them to tell me that there are no innate gender differences and that gender happens to be an artificial construct. It's like, so you want to protect white people from black people and black crime, and you know about conspiracies dealing with Jews and banking and all this kind of stuff and Zionism and all of that, but yet you're going to believe mommy professor on this particular subject. Doesn't make any damn sense to me, okay? If one part of the well is poison, everything's poison. I mean, we don't know if they've taught us the truth about biology, about physics. All of this stuff could easily be tainted. Now, Beefcake doesn't really know much about physics. I mean, I know a few basic safety principles. Okay, I know it's not safe for me to get up on a ladder that's not stable on the ground because Beefcake doesn't want to land his fat ass onto the concrete. Okay, because under the general rules of physics that I'm aware of, the concrete's going to win. Okay, I understand some basic principles, but when it really comes to knowing the details about physics, Beefcake doesn't really know anything. However, if it's being taught by the same people that taught me that my race doesn't exist and then blame my race for everything, even though someone who goes to the same school to be a forensics pathologist has to be able to tell you exactly to which race you belong to, based on an old decaying blood sample and bone, and they have to come out of these universities to do their job. We know that there's a lie about race in our universities, and it's very anti-white. It's pushing white genocide. Okay? Now, why would I trust that same information who's lying to me about my race about the subject of physics? It's and I know Horace has talked about this before. He's mentioned that Pink Rabbit physics is wrong. Okay, that's team anti-white. Well, that's the crew in charge of our universities. That's the priesthood of political correctness right there. The religion of political correctness runs the universities, and what he's saying is that that's putting out information that is incorrect even in dealing with physics. Now, I don't know the details on it, but I know whatever they're teaching in the universities right now should at the very least be questioned. It all needs to be re-examined. There could easily be flaws in their model of physics. I can't tell you exactly what they are, but I guarantee you wouldn't have to search that hard or that far to find somebody who happens to have been somehow expulsed or forced out of the university system that would have no problem telling you about all the bullshit in the model of physics that they're teaching in our universities. And the thing that I would find frustrating about one of these guys, if I were to talk to one of these physics guys who simply had too high of an IQ to be in our universities. It's another subject. Actually, a friend of mine who is a college student, I'm not going to say which university he goes to, because obviously there's people out there who really don't like Beefcake, or anyone who's pro-white for that matter, and I wouldn't want to cause him any problems, but he's explained to me how a lot of times the people with the highest IQs are kept out of our universities these days. okay? That there seems to be a lot of people like between 100 to 120, but when you start getting up to like the 140s, like the real super genius levels, a lot of these people simply are not staying in academia. And I believe the part of the problem is they start seeing the bullshit, they rock the boat, they're kicked off the boat, they're made to walk the plank. Okay, well, I'm sure you could find physicists out there who have been made to walk the plank because they rocked the boat on the subject of physics. But what would frustrate me about having a conversation with half of these guys, probably more, is that if I brought up the subject of race, they would be telling me the same lines that mommy professor taught them about it. You know, they found out the bucket of water that they took a sip out of happened to be poisoned, but yet they're refusing to question the whole damn well. And I hope that there are those out there who have, or that maybe someone like a Joseph Farrell, who I know Horace reads a lot of, and he's promoted. I've started reading his stuff. You know, he hasn't, to my knowledge, come out and really said anything pro-white, and he might just be doing that to protect himself at the moment. But I hope either him or someone like him actually is questioning the whole damn well. And not just the one bucket they pulled out of it, or a few buckets, because I find that very frustrating. It's just Beefcake's greatest source of frustration. I mean, I know what to do with my time beyond message, beyond the mantra, at least my spare time, what of it I have, beyond message. Talk about white genocide. The only cardinal sin is to not call it white genocide. You spread that meme, you're attacking the cornerstone of all the lies. Okay? It's the biggest stone in the. It's the biggest stone in the wall that's dammed off the river to our future is white genocide. Okay? You attack the cornerstone, the rest of it has to come toppling down. My point is that there are people that have seen the other lies that assume the only lies they've seen are the only lies that are there, and that is extraordinarily frustrating. Another example of that. I believe the guy's name is Tom Naughton. You could look him up. He's done some stuff in dealing with nutrition. There was a movie it's a documentary called Fathead. And of course, it's produced information. So let's remember, question everything, and it could be filled with some bullshit in and of itself. But it sort of explained the process a little bit of how professors have lied to protect their political careers. To protect their careers in the universities, you know, the political environment of our universities is the religion of political correctness. And so, but he talks a little bit about in this movie about the theory of cholesterol and heart disease, and it's not actually high LDL cholesterol causing heart disease. Let's not argue with Beefcake about this here. Go look at the information. I'm not here to argue about cholesterol and heart disease. The point is that in the movie, he talks a bit about the how bullshit is spread by a university system in dealing with the one subject of nutrition. But at no time is it ever mentioned that we should be questioning everything these fools are telling us. Every last little bit of information that we consider holy coming out of the priesthood of political correctness needs to be questioned. All of it. You know, he'll question the stuff on nutrition, but I bet he has no problem calling me an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews and reciting every name mommy professor taught him to call me, even though he's found out some of the lies about nutrition. That's my point. You know, he's found the lies in one area. He had to be confronted by it for one reason or another. A lot of times, when someone knows the truth about one subject, it's because it's something that was just too pervasive in what they were doing for a living. Or that mattered to them for a personal reason. You know, maybe Tom Knott. In fact, he talks a little bit about his personal story in the documentary. Again, I don't know what and what isn't true with that necessarily. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for the moment and say that, you know, he had some issues with nutrition when he was younger, tried to lose some weight, had to deal with a few health issues and stuff like that. You know, and that got him searching for whatever the answer was, and he found out the truth about nutrition, or at least found out the truth about some of the lies he was being told, and that, you know, animal fats are not necessarily bad for us and that kind of stuff. And but of course, that seems to be the only area he's questioning. You know, if you found out there was a system that led to people being lied to, why would you assume that's the only area you're being lied to? I mean, why not question everything? I mean, that's what you were supposed to do. But most people only question the guy rocking the boat by asking questions. You know, a lot of people love to support the popular opinion. A lot of people love to support the consensus, I'm trying to find a word for it, the groupthink, their worldview. People cling to their paradigm, to their worldview, and it's a lot easier to question the person asking questions about your worldview than it is to actually question your worldview. So a lot of times one thing gets questioned in people's worldview, but it's still too painful for them to pull themselves away and question the whole damn thing. You know, I want to question everything. Some things I don't even know where to begin to ask the questions on, but I know the future of my race matters, and that's, of course, why we have Beefcake's Bootcamp. That's why Beefcake is on the mantra. That's why I talk about the mantra. It's why I talk about white genocide, because it is the cornerstone of our problems. It is the biggest one. As far as I can see, there aren't any bigger problems, because any problem there is, white people manage to figure out the solution to. You know, I saw a meme online recently, talked a little bit about this little country called Iceland and how it's powered entirely by renewable energy, about how they kicked out the banksters 5 years ago or something like that. You know, all these great things about Iceland, and I don't know how many of them are entirely true or not. I think the banksters still got their claws in there somehow with some new program that is a little bit different than what they were doing before. It seems like they're kind of being experimented on a bit, but the point of this meme was to talk about how advanced the Icelandic people are. And the first thing I think of is, if that's true, it has to do with race, because they happen to be one of the pure white countries still left. Obviously, they're going to have a better time figuring out the solutions to these problems. The only race of people that I know of that are fit to deal with many of the problems that matter to white people are white people. And that means that every single thing that matters to us, that is part of our culture, part of our civilization, part of what we want for the world, that is altruistic and good, that is in our nature to be altruistic and good, that all of these things that tie into it are absolutely, completely intertwined with the survival of our people and our race. Everything that matters to people that are white relies on the survival of our race. Is that if you're listening to me right now, there's a good chance that you're one of those people who wants to question everything, who probably feels a little bit ashamed when they realize that they've just been reciting a party line to something and it just got pointed out to them, that this is actually something that matters to us, that is important to us to question everything. The reason we're talking about the mantra and white genocide is because, well, we understand that anything else that's important to us relies on our race's long-term existence to figure out. Anything else that matters to you, you know, culture is a product of race. I'm going to say that again. Culture is a product of race. Everyone wants to turn it into a conversation about culture. Neocons, who we despise because they refuse to talk about race, unless it's vilifying white people or saying the party line on race, the religion of political correctness party line on race, that is. White people are responsible for all the evils of the world. We need assimilation, all that shit that the neocons are always reciting. They try twisting what we have to say when we have those wonderful banners by our wonderful swarm being shown all over the place, being hung over the highways and being visible and getting on the news. Thank God for them, but those fucking neocons. Excuse my French. That's not actually French. The problem is these neocons go out there and they try saying that, oh, we're upset about things having to do with the culture. No, you dipshits. It has to do with race. Racity, race, 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 and white genocide. Culture is a product of race. If there's anything you care about in your culture, your race is going to have to come first and foremost if you want to see that maintained. Everything about your culture that you love, that you want to preserve, is intertwined directly with your race that created it and requires your race's long-term existence in order to maintain it. Everything that matters to you in your world that in some way has to do with your culture, whether it has to do with the humane treatment of animals, whether it has to do with treating your environment well, whatever it has to do with anything that matters to you and your people and your culture requires your race in order for it to thrive, in order for it to live, in order for it to exist. Your people need to exist in order to maintain it. This absolutely has to deal with race. It's not an attack on our culture. It's an attack on our race. If we had an entire planet given to us, a planet, let's say it's hypothetical. This is a little mental exercise here. I might have mentioned it before, but just imagine this hypothetical, you know, little story time with Beefcake, a little imagination. Who remembers, if you're in the United States and you are between the ages of probably 25 to 45, you might remember a guy on TV called Mr. Rogers, and they used to go to the land of make-believe. And we're white people. We like fantasy. We like to think for a moment about some fantasy things. And here's a little Beefcake fantasy, just a little hypothetical to consider for a moment here. As I take a breath, because I was in a good rant there for a little bit. Imagine a world that white people got to somehow that had no humans on it. And this world is going to be like a second Earth somewhere. Somewhere in the universe, there's a planet that is very similar to Earth, has similar life forms, maybe not exactly like we have here, but similar. It's a planet a similar size. It has a moon of the right size, rotating properly to support life on it, has water. It would be so similar that if you got lost in a jungle there, you might think you were on Earth until you notice some of the animals looked a little bit strange. But the animals have the similar kind of blood that we have here on Earth. They're DNA-based, carbon-based life forms. They've got, you know, vertebrae. They've got muscle, bone. They could be categorized as animals similar to mammals and stuff like that. You know, you've got plants. You have every single mineral and nutrient necessary to support human life on this world. Humans just aren't necessarily native to this planet, but humans could thrive here. It would be just like a second Earth that never had humans on it, for all intents and purposes. Okay, it'd be a fun place to explore, obviously. I imagine half of you listening to me be like, wow, I wish I could be there right now, Beefcake, and start exploring it. I wish you were there, too. Because here's what I would like to see there. A crew of white people. You got maybe 200 people. Big spaceship. White people finally exploring the universe. They get stuck on this planet. Something goes wrong and an EMP blast wipes out all their shit. They're lost. They're stuck there. Their technology's scrambled. It's ruined. They're not going to be able to get it up and running. You can't build a computer from scratch out of destroyed parts. There's no manufacturing to make new parts. It's just the metal minerals. Whatever happened, they are stuck here, and they're not going to be able to get off this place within one generation. And in fact, all their stuff they came with is going to decay very quickly, isn't it? You know, the ship they came on, if all the electronics are completely ruined and nothing works, there's no way to get it up and running again from scratch using the basic hand tools they have. Now they have to work on surviving. Pretty soon they're going to be having children. Pretty soon their ship they came on is going to have vines and rust hanging from it. They're not getting anywhere. They're not getting backspace. But all you have on this world are white people. You have, as well as it's a nice uninhabited world that is lush and can support everything the Earth could on it, but the only people there were white. Now, after a few hundred years, you'd probably find a brilliant, thriving civilization. Just imagine what it would be like after one generation. After two generations, say they spoke a variety of languages in the beginning, like it was a joint operation between, say, I don't know, German, Russian, Swedish, and English, you know, whatever. You've got a few different white languages here, and after time, they kind of meld into one language, you know, and they might even split off again as their population increases, and they create different countries that are a little bit isolated for a little while. But over time, this entire planet is, I mean, you know what you're going to have here. You're going to have a planet covered in people pretty quick. White people. Okay, I bet everyone listening to me like right now is probably getting depressed like most brainwashed people were watching that movie Avatar. You know, this wonderful world. I bet most pro-whites would rather go to this place than to the place with the, you know, the 40-foot blue people. I bet most of us listening to this would love to be on Beefcake's planet right now. That's what we're going to call this, Beefcake's Planet. Ha! It's mine. But anyway, you're going to go there and see what kind of a culture would they make. How well could you get along on this place? And I bet you get along there pretty good. I bet the culture would be very, very adaptable for most white people listening to me right now to live on. You see, I think there are behavioral traits inherent to our race in particular, including our altruistic notions, including our creativity, including our ability to turn pretty much everything into a damn religion. But whatever matters to you about our people requires our people. It requires the existence of our race. That's my main point I'm trying to get to here, is that anything that is created by our race requires our race to maintain it. We're just fine on our own, but you can't replace us with someone else and expect what matters to you in your world to still exist. You know, no other social problem that affects white people is as critical as white genocide. You know, there are other things that bother Beefcake that go on. Absolutely. There's things that bother me that are irritating. But even though I would like to see those things be changed, what matters to me first and foremost? What is the most important thing? The long-term existence of our people and our race. That's what matters the most. You know, I know I went on a little tangent there with a story time about Beefcake's planet. Okay, you know, so what just to get you thinking what a place would be like if it's just us there. We're on our own, but it's sort of to think of what would the culture be like? What would the behavior of the people be like? And the truth is, I bet you'd rather be on that planet, living among your own kind, even if you didn't speak the language, even if you didn't know anything about the animals there, and even if the culture had drifted somewhat. I imagine that you would get along better there than any non-white country, and I imagine the same things that really matter to you would matter to them too. Okay, you like clean streets? Well, chances are the streets at this place, whatever they look like, they're probably going to be clean too, aren't they? I imagine they're going to want a clean environment. You like a clean environment? Well, guess what? These guys like a clean environment too. You like animals to be treated humanely? Guess what? On Beefcake's planet, I could guarantee you that these people would be treating their animals humanely. And so on and so forth. You get it, don't you? I'm sure you do. And so if these things matter to you right now down here on this planet, planet Earth, then that means your race needs to survive in order for these things to matter. And what frustrates Beefcake more than anything else are people that have found the problems in their world that bother them, that have found the social problems, the lies that require white people to correct them, and yet these same people will continue believing the lies about race. I mean, that one in particular bothers me, but, you know, it is the frustration altogether of people who know they've been lied to on something and yet won't question everything. That's the biggest frustration right there, is the knowing about one lie and not being willing to question the whole damn well. Or being somebody who has felt the sting of having heresy screamed in their face, and yet when they hear something else that challenges their worldview on some other subject, they will be one of the ones pointing their finger and screaming heresy. Beefcake feels ashamed whenever he gets caught doing that, and I think we all should. But if you're listening to me right now, chances are you're one of those folks that have seen it on a variety of subjects. You'll hear somebody say something you agree with, something that shows that they've been exposed to a few lies, and yet the next thing out of their mouth, they're supporting the very system that's been telling them those lies on everything else. And that told them the lie on the first thing. You know, it's like you're going to break away from the religion of political correctness to call bullshit on one thing they've been telling you out of, say, 30, but then you support the other 29 things, you're still supporting the religion of bullshit. If you only disagree with them on one thing, even if you only disagree with them on three things, but yet you happen to agree with them on the other 27, you're still supporting the religion of bullshit. So I want this to just, you know, this is just sort of a Beefcake talking to the platoon right now. In this case, this is me venting a little bit, and hopefully I won't feel as frustrated if other people have felt that same frustration too. But at the same time, you know what we can be doing to do something about it, and that is you got to attack the cornerstone, the biggest lie of them all, which is white genocide. And I'm confident that if you're listening to me right now, that is exactly what you are involved in. But hopefully Beefcake's not the only one that feels this way, of knowing that the people who have that know about a lie in one area assume those are the only lies that exist. You know, that is the biggest frustration. Anyway, stay on message. When you go to sleep tonight, dream about Planet Beefcake. It'll be the best sleep you've ever had.